Okay, then our next talk is by Fraser. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to talk about user namespaces and delegation of control of C groups in container orchestration systems. So, yeah, containers and container standards. This is the containers dev room, I think. Hopefully most people should have some idea. Talk about Kubernetes and OpenShift, user namespaces and C groups, and then a demo of a systemd-based workload on Kubernetes, and more specifically, OpenShift. So a container is a process isolation and confinement abstraction. Most commonly, it uses operating system level virtualization, where the processes running in the container are using the same kernel as the host system. Examples of this include FreeBSD jails and Solaris zones, as well as Linux containers. And the container image is not a container. The container image just defines the file system contents for a container and some metadata suggesting what process should be run, what user ID it should run underneath, and so on. On Linux, containers use a combination of the following technologies, so namespaces, process ID namespaces, mount namespaces, network namespaces, etc., to restrict what the process running in the container can see. The container may have restricted capabilities or a seccomp profile that